You're listening to the Paradigm Shift Podcast.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Podcast. Today, I'm excited about our guest. We've got L.A. Mace here with us. L.A., how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, excited to have you here today. I'm really looking forward to this episode. It's going to look a little bit different because you're basically going to be telling us a story. Before we get into that, though, I just want to share a little bit about L.A. She's been writing on Daily PS for at least a couple of years now, and she also has her own blog, Live on Purpose, and we'll have a link to that as well on the blog. And L.A., you want to tell us a little bit about that before we get started?
Yeah, sure. So I do have a blog, like you said. It's Live on Purpose, but the last E is actually a 3. And the whole point behind that blog is really just to help people see if they're living purposefully in the 3 main areas of their life, and that's their body, their soul, and their spirit. Mm-hmm. That's really what it's geared towards, is helping people to make sure that they're aligned with their purpose that God has for them.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'll have a link to that in the show notes so anyone can kind of check that out. And I highly recommend it to anyone listening. She's got some seriously life-changing content on there. So really take a few minutes to take a look at that and read some of her content. So to just jump into today's episode, we're going to talk about your journey from living the world and converting to Christianity. It's a big topic. I'm basically just going to kind of let you talk through and share your story. So just to kind of get it started, tell us about your life before Christ.
Well, before coming to Christ, it really didn't even seem like I lived without him. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird, but I grew up going to a church. I went twice a week, and I was very active in it. And on the outside, my life looked fantastic. I came from a good family, two parents that are still married to this day, and brothers and everything. And as a family, we all got along really well. So on the outside, before coming to Christ, like, you would have never thought, like I said, that I even lived without him. Hmm. But on the inside, I was a complete wreck. So, I got awesome grades in school and did well in college and everything, but emotionally, I really struggled with depression.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't really understand, like, my self-worth. And honestly, there were far and few in between just weekends when I didn't just want to die. Like, I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But that's legitimately, like, how I felt most of my life from being, like, a teenager until I was about 21, which is when I got saved.
Wow. My goodness, that's a lot. So, what was the process then? Because if you kind of grew up, you know, in church and in a good family and stuff, even, like, what did the process look like of you actually coming to Christ?
Well, I do have to say, you said, when you say, like, I grew up in church, it's a little different.
Okay.
Because when, usually, at least when Christians hear the term, like, you grew up in church, they mm-hmm. think, you know, you grew up in the universal church, as in, you know, we all believe that Jesus is divine, that he is the Son of God, and that he is part of the triune God.
Right.
And that we're saved by grace, right, and not by works. But mm-hmm. I grew up in a very different way, where I was taught that Jesus was not God, and that there was really no such thing as the Trinity. And also that we're not just saved by grace, which, and I'll get into that separately. But I was actually taught that we're saved by works. And so,
oh, wow. Okay. So really different than what the rest of us were, you know, grew up in the church. It's not the same as, like, I grew up in the church. I went to Sunday school and all that, but it's really different.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I grew up in Sunday school too, but okay. Very different teaching.
Yeah. Wow.
So that was a big part of why I believe that internally I was such a wreck. Mm-hmm. So, I really think I struggled with depression because my whole life felt like I had to work to earn love.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from anyone, from friends, from a boyfriend, if I was dating someone, or, and then God, of course. And so
Yeah.
It all started to change for me when I met my now husband, Brian, and he had recently gotten saved. He had come to know Jesus, and he took me to a church in town, and it was kind of weird just because it was so different. Again, mm-hmm. The teaching was completely different, but there was so much hope coming out of that church that I just didn't understand.
Wow.
You know, this very charismatic church where they raise their hands and the music's really loud.
Yeah.
It was just so different from any way that I grew up.
Right.
But, I mean, that all aside, the big thing that I found was so different during this process was me actually feeling hopeful at the end of the service, not just beat down with, oh, well, you're not good enough, you're not doing enough.
Wow.
Which is really kind of like how I would feel coming out of services in the church that I had grown up in. So my husband and I, then he was my boyfriend, we really dug into the truth,
mm-hmm.
because like I just, it didn't seem right. The way that I was living and everything that I had learned just didn't seem like it was the right way to live. And
mm-hmm.
like, you weren't meant to live like sad and depressed and constantly going through depression.
What happened if you just always focused on works? That's just how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You'll never measure up.
Right, exactly.
And so we opened the Bible together, and it was a really difficult process because, I mean, imagine growing up for 21 years, being so sold out to a truth that you never investigated yourself.
Wow.
And so it really broke me because everything that I had learned that was very foundational to my faith was contrary to what the Bible, if you just read it yourself, is saying.
Yeah.
And so when I got to that period where I figured out that what I had been learning was completely just false,
yeah.
I have no other word to use than that.
Yeah.
I had to make a really tough decision in that moment. And I'd say that it was tough because I knew that the decision to come to Christ or to leave that former way of life or that religion that I was a part of,
yeah.
was really going to impact my family relationships as well as relationships with friends.
How did it affect that? Because it had to be, I mean, if that's your whole life and your friends and family are part of that, like that must have been crazy. Like it must have looked just unbelievable to them, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, right, the Bible says to count the cost of following Jesus, that you can't just make the decision on a whim and not realize what you're stepping into. And I truly believe that I did that because I knew that leaving that church meant basically turning my back on my family.
Wow.
And that's because leaving that church meant I was foregoing my salvation according to their teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And my family would be disappointed in me. Like these were all things that I knew, and they'd be upset. Most of my friends, I would say 90% of my friends, all came out of this particular church. And so basically be saying, well, I'm sorry, I don't agree with what you believe anymore. And so I'd have to walk away. But after counting the cost, there are a couple verses that I really held on to, and I'm probably going to botch them, but
go for it.
They're basically the verses that talk about like you can't love your father and your mother and your brothers and your sisters more than you love Jesus.
Right.
But not only that Jesus promises that if you leave your mother and your father and your brother and your sisters and your friends for him, like he is going to multiply what you left tenfold into what you walk into.
Yeah.
And so I really held on to those verses, and I decided to leave. And when I did, I wish I could say that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, mm-hmm. but it was worse.
Oh my gosh.
I know that sounds like, how is that even possible? But I mean, I had emails from family members and friends telling me that, you know, what I was doing was wrong and that, you know, I had been deceived by the devil. And unfortunately, they even called my now husband the devil, or said that the devil was tricking us into coming out of the quote unquote true religion.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, like, we had someone show up on my doorstep from that church, and they even stalked places that they knew I was going to be at, and cornered me and were like, what are you doing? Like, why haven't you shown up to services? So yeah, like I knew what was going to happen. But that didn't keep me from doing what I knew was right and doing what I knew was the truth, mm-hmm. following the truth of the Bible and who Jesus was.
That's seriously amazing. Like, that's a lot. When I think of anybody that I've had part in of leading them to Christ or anything like that, people I know they've given their life to Christ, I've never heard of, like, I don't know what word to use, maybe the persecution like that, or just like the amount of weight that comes with it. A lot of people, if they're just living the world, maybe they just got to stop drinking and going to bars or something like that, and people are still going to love them and stuff and still be part of their life. But you gave up everything to follow Jesus. Like, you were that sure that that was what you really needed and what you were looking for. That's amazing. How did it immediately, like, impact and change your life, do you feel? Like, when you after you made this decision, like, fast forward a little bit, obviously at first you said it was worse than you imagined, but yeah. Fast forward a little bit, like, how'd your relationship with God start looking like? Did the things you struggled with in the past change?
I mean, it was like a complete 180. So, like I said, I really struggled with, I'm sorry, it's really emotional for me sometimes to talk about this, but I get emotional because God is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
I really struggled with depression, and there was a time in my life when literally someone was pulling me out of a bathtub because I just wanted to die, and like, I didn't want, there was like no hope inside of me, and
mm-hmm.
like, there's legitimately hope every single day now, and I know that I'm actually worth someone. Like, if there's something that I could tell anyone, like, churched or unchurched, it's that they are so valued that someone died for them. I know that's so, like, that seems like such a weird concept. Like, oh yeah, I have plenty of friends that would die for me. Well, like, Jesus literally said, you are so valuable for me that I will go through the worst torture that you could ever imagine and put myself on the line and actually die. And that's how valuable that I learned that I was, that God would do that to his son nonetheless. And I have a daughter now, and I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't sacrifice my daughter for someone
right.
at this point in my life. But yeah, so just after coming to know Jesus, like, I just felt so much more hope, and mm-hmm. there was like value in my life, and I knew that I was loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on my worst day, and it's taken a while, honestly, to get me to this point, but even on my worst day, God still loves me. When I've
right.
lost my temper, when I've maybe cursed internally the person that just cut me off on the highway,
right.
he's like, I still love you.
Yeah.
On your worst day, I'm still here, and I'm not going anywhere. So.
That's amazing. I'm telling you what, anyone who's listening, this podcast episode is going to go over a little bit, but this is really good stuff that we got to keep on talking about. And you have no idea I'm going to say this, but LA, like, your story has been like a cornerstone in my faith from the day I learned of what you gave up to follow Jesus. Because for me, I don't feel like I really got saved until I was in my early 20s, if I'm going to be honest. But I was raised in a Christian home, and that decision to follow Jesus cost me nothing. Didn't cost me anything. Maybe a few friends that I consider close at the time. That's it. You literally gave up everything because you saw this hope that's Jesus. And I think that that story is one of the most inspirational, most motivating stories for people to follow Christ and see what it truly does I've ever heard in my life. And that's why I think this is just such an important thing to talk about. Because, like, for real, for me in my life, it's changed my life. And I'm believing that some people that are listening to this, it's going to be what changes their life as well. And I appreciate you telling the story. I'd love to hear it. I mean, I know it's an emotional story, I know. But I'd love to continue to hear, like, what can you tell to somebody out there who's like, I'm searching for what she has, that hope. I need to find it. And maybe they're facing some opposition or some difficulty in that decision as well. Like, what can you share with us? What wisdom has God given you in this?
Well, he's worth it. It's hard at first. It really is. I mean, like I said, like, I literally walked away from everyone and everything I knew, and my family didn't even come to my wedding, right? So, like, it was hard. Like, it was really tough. But if you get yourself into the right atmospheres, as far as, like, the friends that you, like, you have to step out. Like, you, if you've already decided that you're going to follow Jesus, then just jump in, and you have to take the step forward. And whatever that looks like, even if it's like getting involved in a group, which was huge for my life, you know, just surrounding myself with people that would encourage me and that literally would become my family now at this point. Like, that is so important. But just, he's worth it. Like, my,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, if I never come to know Jesus, I'd probably be married to someone that I could probably walk all over. I'd have some career that's seemed like, and I'd probably be going nowhere as far as, like, spiritually goes. But now that I've known him, I've had the opportunity to just be a part of just something so great. And that's really just impacting the kingdom for God. And I've been able to go on mission trips to Africa and just affect the lives of children, like, all around the globe and in the United States. And, you know, I'm not giving you very many details about it, but, like, my life is so much fuller now that I know Jesus. It's not so me focused and what do I need to do, but it's given me an opportunity to live for something other than myself.
It's amazing. That's so cool. I think, I love what you said, that he is worth it. I think that's just that's a beautiful thing. And for anyone who's listening out there, like, he's worth it. And that's true. I don't know what you're going through or what you're facing right now. Neither is LA, but I hope that this story that she shared is something that just encourages you, motivates you, encourages you to know that God is worth it. And at the end, there's light at the end of the tunnel. God has so much in store for you. And it's just going to change your life. And I love being able to see LA's life and what the impact she has. I mean, even on a more local scale, like, women look up to you here. Like, you help people in their walk with God. And it's just a beautiful thing to see what your choices have led you to, and that God's just worth it. And he's been worth all that.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I wouldn't change anything. Not for a second.
It's awesome. So cool. Well, LA, I really appreciate you being so transparent and sharing with us today. And thank you for being on this episode.
For show notes and discussion, visit podcast.dailyps.com. Thank you for listening to the Paradigm Shift Podcast.